the same. So in other words, I was in Miami yesterday, so they're just using what's in my brain. So we were driving by cruise ships, and when you look at the size of a boat or you look at the size of a cruise ship, there is quite a difference. And so that in essence is what's guiding us. So instead of like little dinghy, you've got the massive, extraordinary size of a cruise ship that is guiding you. So we really want to feel that, and that cruise ship is really symbolic of the light. And the light is really our own acquaintance. In other words, it's not light being delivered from outside that we're so lucky to have. It's more so that we are the ones awakening ourselves, and we're directing ourselves to our highest placement. So the light that is upon us, that is extraordinary in its velocity, in its attainment, in its security, is us. It's not separate from us. It's the truth of self. That's how extraordinary we are. That's how magnificent we are. That's how significant we are. And so each of us is learning how to choose it, how to honor it, how to bring it into full alliance and broadcast, because this is what we are here to do. This is what we have stated we're here to witness. We're here to witness our power. We're here to witness our light. We're here to witness our substantial essence. So this light, it's not about what happens. It's that we're using the light to create out of our magnificence. So it's not what's in the outer, it's what we're understanding in the inner. And so as we bring that into greater and greater and greater focus indeed, this is where we create our new authority, our new abundance, our new discipleship, because we're disciples of our own light. We're disciples of our own mastery. So when we think of like a disciple of Jesus or another master, that's still thinking that the master is without, meaning outside of us. And that still leaves us to this feeling of being separate and impoverished. So what we're disciples of is the truth of our birthright, the truth of that which is unfolding through us. So as we will receive our divine inheritance. And so inheritance is like, I'm just seeing someone like hand out golden coins, and they just keep coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. And you're thinking like at some point this is going to stop. And then it suddenly like dawns on you that it's ever ending. And so we're learning how to receive in abundant supply. So abundant supply is whatever is needed, whatever is required, whatever is going to permit us to stand up straight, whatever the consciousness of this planet is entitled to. That is what we're learning how to reside with. That's what we're learning how to coincide with. That's what we're learning how to pledge our full establishment. So it's not that the old consciousness isn't going to stir around and do its thing. It's that we're entitled to an upcast, they're saying division, but the division is leaving the old assemblance, or leaving the old programming, or leaving the old beliefs about self or beliefs about the world, and coinciding with a new declaration. So that new declaration, when I said new declaration, the energies that are merging with us are really extraordinary. And when we say extraordinary, it's like bringing the truth of life, bringing the truth of our holiness, bringing the truth of our oneness, bringing the truth of all that is to reassemble. And so reassemble is the light within our DNA is like exploding, is the only way I can explain this. And so we're recognizing that we are actually the catalyst for change. So it's not about whatever the dualistic society is up to. It's sort of like it's going to keep spinning, but we are turning ourselves around. And each time we say yes to our brilliance, each time we say yes to our new affordability that is amongst us. So when I say amongst us, it's here. So I've got Shiva and like just this light body form that's pretty much, how can I explain this energy? It's just showing us that we are each creator light beings. We're each source energy beings. And so we're learning to establish this. We're learning to bring that our highest praising, because each time we do, we lift ourselves higher. And every time we lift ourselves higher, we graduate the masses, because everyone it keeps self-adjusting. It's sort of like just self-regulating, just self-adjusting. So we do this on an ongoing fashion, in an ongoing state. But the more that we can come inside, meaning the more that we can reassemble, the more that we can assemble and consciously tune to our light, consciously receive our halo, this it just sort of like ignites that sacred flame within, and it brings us that inner authority in a faster decibel and in a faster rhythm, so that we don't have to take the long way home. So just imagine like you're on an island and you're stranded and supplies are dropped. They're saying supplies are dropped from the airplane. You wouldn't just take your time moseying over to that side of the island where your supplies are. You would start hoofing it. It's so funny. When I say hoofing, I just have like King Arthur and like riding a horse, like hoofing. He's like, watch me. So you would start like getting that stride. You would start like prioritizing moving toward the supplies, because why would you want to be just a moment left without them when they have already been dropped, when they're already sourced? In other words, when they're ready, truly available. So that is the ultimate return, is recognizing that the awakened consciousness is ready for high performance, meaning it's already here. What we're learning to do is to consent to it. And so it's sort of like, well, why in the world wouldn't we want to? Because we're so used to drifting apart. We're so used to following, you know, the bouncing ball. So just imagine you're like hypnotized in following a bouncing ball or following the drama, or, you know, like, so we're following that egoic dualistic perspective of who we are and who everyone else is. And so the more that we draw upon our light, the more we draw upon heaven above. And so heaven above is really a frequency alignment. It's not somewhere far away from us. It's literally within our accessibility. So it's right here, waiting for us to join with it, waiting for us to notice, waiting for us to choose. So again, we each have the ability to choose the light, to choose the love, remembering that darkness is simply the absence of light. The ego is the absence of love. So it's sort of like that's our choice. They're showing me the King of Pentacles. So there's a lot of power to create pentacles in the material that is waiting for our heavenly direction. So we're the ones choosing based on our direction, our reassemblance of self, our strength of our light, our willingness to leave the old energies. So the old energies is what's partaken in the outer. The old energies is our old, like, sort of like trash. They're just saying trash can, and I get it, because it's like Oscar the Grouch in his trash can. But it's just like all of this riddled fear, ego, like, but this is the problem, this is the problem. So we each are gonna have those lower engagements where our ego is just gonna like, but you know, you can't because this is the problem. So it's like this energy of, this is the obstruction, this is what's in your way, this is the reason you can't. So what we're learning to do is sort of like scale, like that energy or wall or ladder, excuse me, to success, where we're simply going beyond it. And so when we go above, when we go beyond it, so just imagine you're climbing up a mountain, and so at a certain point you get out of range to what someone's saying in the bottom. So they may be saying
my queen keeps going, wow.
But you're no longer hearing it because oh gosh, okay, so now I have all kinds of things. Hopefully you guys can still hear me. We're just gonna keep going.
I can't see you.
Okay, one moment, everybody.
My screen is broken.
Okay, let's see what's going on here.
Nicole, there's two members that are trying to access your whiteboard and it's changing the screen.
Okay, so let's figure it out, because when you open up to the light, you get all kinds of stuff.
So it's okay, Stu and Zhao. Stu and Zhao are, and I'm getting emails from Zoom that they're trying to open a whiteboard. I'm not sure if that's intentional or...
I'm sure it is. Not. Okay, hold on.
Okay. Oh, so the fucking so black guys are going to fucking beat you up, you fucking wankshit. I'm fucking ready.
Okay, we're going to get rid of two.
We got the same thing that happened before, I think. You got hacked.
Well, you know, every time you open up to light, you always go up another level. Okay, so they are 100% removed. The problem is... they can certainly come in with new Gmails and start that. So let's see. Okay, so we're just going to give it half a moment and just see if we're good to go. So, you know, this is the whole point. So remember, like, just to kind of conclude, we're climbing up higher and higher and higher. And then you're going to get those lower distractions. Then you're going to get the, but pay attention to me, look at me. So in a way, it's just such like an important visual, because in these group settings, we're all good to go. We got it. We're all love. We're all centered. We're all in high union, and then crash. And it's like, well, I know how to hold my centeredness, but in group, it's sort of like this protective atmosphere. So this is the whole point. When we all go into our like our little devotional spaces and our engagements, we don't have that security. We don't have that womb kind of setting. And that's just the whole thing. The ego, it's like just loves surprise. It just loves the, okay, you know, it's like you're not expecting this. So this is the whole point. We're all learning how to pass their initiations. We're all learning how to step up into new associations of love, where no matter what comes from the old energies, from the old engagement, it's like we're already love secure. We're already in our higher placement. So it's sort of like when you look at those devilish energies, it's sort of like, you know, I enjoy being in the darkness. I enjoy being in the mischief, because then I have the false illusion of power. And that's what that little hanky-panky energy is about. Let me see how I can use my power, because in the lower realm, in like dualistic association, it's always like trying to have power from the on the outside, not understanding the reason they want that is because they don't have the power in the inner. Because when you have that power with alignment with source, you've graduated where you have the power always. So it's like, I get a charge when I can affect something out there, but then that's over. So then they need another charge. Then they need another thing and another thing, and that's addiction. So we all have those addictions, all of us. They're just reflecting that aspect of ourselves. That's what we're growing out of. That's what we're overcoming. That's what we're leaving. So the more that we can have compassion for our previous visitors, this is really, really important, because they're reflecting that aspect of ourselves that is still running by the old programming. So the more that we can have compassion for that and really realize they're showing us the part of us that is still buying into the old way of feeling alive, really, having this false illusion of, oh my gosh, here's a reflection of me, look what I can do. So the more that we understand they're showing us a side of ourselves that it's sort of like, it's just dying out. It's just dying out because we're assembling with our highest pronouncement, with our highest engagement, with our highest song sheet, with our highest divine union, with our highest circumstances. And so as we understand the power of that light, that's what becomes all consuming for all to attend to, for all to address, for all to reside with. And so it's sort of like, help me, help me, help me, because this is like all I know to do. And this is the whole point. It's the side of ourselves that it's like, help me, because this is all I know how to do. So we've all done stuff because we don't know a better way yet. So allow ourselves and allow all of ourselves to receive the gift of light. Allow all of ourselves to receive the gift of our holy divine union, because that's what's going to be what's going to present the new association, the new atonement, the new engagement, the new heaven on earth. And so as we will allow that to be received, to be welcomed, to be restored, we then know how to bring forth the many presence. So again, we are on this island and the supplies are dropped, and author's like, I'm on horseback. How are you getting there? It's sort of like, okay, let's start heave-hoving. Let's start rearranging so that we can go the distance, so that we can, assemble in our Christ union and hold that broadcast for one and all. So allow all to receive the gifts of love. Allow all to receive the gifts in earnest. Allow all of the divine union to be bestowed upon all sentient beings, upon all sentient beings. And it's important when we say all that we include all. So these are everyone, ones that are associated with their light, ones that are associated with their darkness, which is the absence of light. So may everybody know unconditionally. Unconditionally is, it means now. You don't need to have punishment. You don't need to have judgment. What you need is to know your light. So the more that we do that, the more that we offer that to all, we offer that to ourselves without prejudice. This is really, really important, because otherwise we hold judgment. So when I say judgment, I literally have like a swordsman holding a knife at someone's throat, because it's judgment. So this is what we're learning to release, because as long as we hold judgment, we're holding it against ourselves. So allow that to be your defining moment, where you just really sort of like release the gate or release the dam and just allow love to be given. Allow love to be given. Because when we offer that, we're offering that to ourselves. And they keep saying this, without prejudice, without prejudice. So allow that union of love to be placed securely within your field, forevermore. So forevermore is now and forever. Doesn't have to change in the next moment. It can be forevermore. Excuse me. Receive, receive, receive.